I don't think governors should think that they have to make that choice about, well, what do we do? What do we lock down? I think we know enough about this. We know how ineffective the lockdowns were, and the societal cost was just absolutely tremendous. So I don't think governors should think like, oh, I got to do something. I think it's just give everyone the information, let people make the decisions that, you know, that make sense for them and their family.
But if people don't trust the science, and we have a segment of society, and you know who these people are, that don't trust the science, what's going to happen when Dr. Fauci, as he did yesterday going on this week with George Stephanopoulos, pronounces this a reason for concern, and we don't know enough about it yet, blah, 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 blah. Why do they keep trotting out Dr. Fauci, and is anybody out there going to believe him?
Well, I'm sure he's got a lot of fans in blue states, and but I certainly among Republicans, his name's basically become a swear word. The funny thing about him in those interviews is he basically says, "Oh, an attack on me is an attack on the science." He's been all over the map on things from masking. Was it made in a lab? Were they funding the, gain of function research? So, his credibility is completely shot. And I think that the danger is that people say, well, I don't trust Fauci. And so when Fauci says, getting vaccinated is a good idea, they say, well, I don't believe that because I don't trust him. And I certainly, the distrust of Fauci is justified, but the evidence of vaccines doesn't depend on him. I think the evidence has been very clear that the vaccines have been very effective. Obviously we don't know what's going to happen with the Omni variant or any future variants, but, we have to wait. I don't think you panic. I think you just wait and see, what the information says.
I'm just curious what's going to happen if the federal government tries to take action to close down the country or to deal with mask and vaccine mandates, and more of these governors, 25, 26, 27 governors, end up saying no. Are we going to end up with some sort of states' rights issue that might end up going to the U.S. Supreme Court? And I've got about a minute left in this segment.
Well, the vaccine mandates, the issue is already before the court. The circuit courts have stayed. The private employer OSHA rule. I think I saw today there's, been some court cases about the CMS rule. So I think those vaccine mandates are going to make their way through the courts. And, they're going to be much stronger if it comes from a state. I don't think the feds have a lot of legal justification for a federal private employer vaccine mandate. I think the court's going to strike that down pretty quickly. But I do think you're going to see situations where, blue states are going to be much more likely to have, mask mandates and vaccine mandates, potentially for a long time. I mean, I don't know what the exit ramp is. If you don't think, the pandemic is manageable at this point, I don't know if you're ever going to think the pandemic is manageable.
More coming up with Victor Jakes. Congress, believe it or not, within the next 24 hours, will be fully back in session, the House and the Senate coming back in the next 2 days. And does that mean we're going to have a Build Back Better bill to be voted on? Or will it just kind of die? Right now, it looks like it's not going to happen this year, although they're talking about it. They're talking about it in Congress. We'll do that and a lot more coming up with Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:31, as we check out our traffic cams at this hour, overall, it's not all that bad right now on the 95, the 215. There is some slowing on the 515, though. That, of course, is because of those lane restrictions causing delays downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl area. And that construction is going to be there well into 2022. So give yourself some extra time to get through there. 515 East at Main Street, 515 Westbound at Eastern. Only a couple of lanes available there. There is an abandoned vehicle to look out for on Interstate 15 Southbound. That's before Charleston, and that's on the left side as well. So look out for that if you're traveling in the fast lane on the 15 South.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NFL, the Raiders back home on Sunday. They'll be hosting Washington, Raiders 6-5, after their win on Thanksgiving Day against the Dallas Cowboys that snapped a three-game losing skid. Tight end Darren Waller, dealing with a knee injury, left that game against the Cowboys and did not return. College basketball, UNLV returning to the hardwood on Wednesday. They're in Dallas to take on SMU. The Rebels at 4-3 on the season after losing to second-ranked UCLA Saturday, 73-51. The Vegas Golden Knights in Anaheim wins tonight, taking on the Ducks. It's a two-game trip that wraps up Friday in Arizona. The Knights have won six of their last eight games, but on Saturday, the Edmonton Oilers by a 3-2 score. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Shop Macy's Cyber Monday specials now while supplies last for big savings on great holiday gift ideas, like up to 65% off coats and sweaters for everyone on your list, and up to 60% off handbags they'll love. Find festive blankets and throws to warm up your space, now 70% off. Plus, shop daily flash deals all week long and get it faster when you pick up curbside or in store. Or try same-day delivery powered by DoorDash at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local, noon till 3, our brand new time. And I'm so glad that you have made the move from 3 to 6 to noon to 3 to join us every day on Live and Local. Victor Jenks has made the move. He's the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, I know that Congress is back in session effective tomorrow. One House is in today. Everybody's in tomorrow. And the big question is, will there be a vote this year on the Build Back Better bill, the reconciliation bill, so to speak? What is your best guess on that?
I don't think it's going to pass. I don't think Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema have any really interest, certainly no pressing interest in pushing the bill forward. And I think it's just going to, you know, be something that's talked about, and I don't think it's going to get passed, actually.
Wow. Now, that's going to be a huge disappointment to a lot of folks, in particular those folks like the Squad and AOC and Bernie, that they were counting on this. And, in fact, they passed it. They passed the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan infrastructure bill. They passed that with the belief that they were going to get the other through. What's going to happen in the Democrat Party when these people are going to feel betrayed?
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about. I mean, the threat is kind of, well, you know, we've got to have the base turn out, and so we got to get the base excited with things like the Build Back Better bill. But I just don't think they've really got enough support. I mean, the public isn't interested. The public's concerned about inflation. The public's concerned about gas prices, about shortages. I don't think there's just any political appetite among the public for a massive spending bill. If anything, I think it's going to, turn more voters off to the Democrat Party. The public isn't interested. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think they basically got a fig leaf from the president to say, oh, we didn't capitulate on passing the infrastructure bill. We're going to get a vote, but it was just basically a snow job that they willingly participated in.
And what about Joe Manchin? What about his future in the Democrat Party? Is he going to be a Republican soon?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good question. I mean, it certainly doesn't make sense for him to switch now. Basically, he's the kingmaker, the dealmaker. The more he bucks Joe Biden, the more popular he is with folks in West Virginia. Maybe in 2023, if Republicans take back the Senate, maybe he decides, it's a great time to be in the majority and switch there. But, I don't think he has any really, political pressure to make the move one way or the other. And certainly I don't think he's going to do anything before 2023.
And all of these individual issues, the Green New Deal and some of this other stuff, paid family leave and all of this stuff, what happens to that? Because there are people in the Democrat Party that really care about that kind of stuff.
Well, they do. I just don't think it's gonna happen. It's just, they don't have the public support. They don't have the votes. The easy analogy is kind of the Tea Party. I mean, there was a big push among conservatives, and in this case, I think it was certainly justified to lower spending. And the public just wasn't there, The public liked the idea that we can have massive social spending and low taxes, and you can with massive deficits, which aren't sustainable in the long term, but that's what the public wants, and that's kind of what the public ended up with. So I think there's going to be a lot of disappointed progressives over the next 12 months.
And how does Joe Biden get all that egg off his face if this bill does not pass?
The thing is, I don't think it's a big political disaster for him if it doesn't pass. I mean, I guess you would say, okay, his approval ratings are so low, 38%, 40%, whatever, that the only thing holding him up is progressives and strong liberal support. And so if he loses that, then he's just in complete free fall. But I don't think any of that really matters. I mean, he's not going to get much of his agenda passed in 2023 because Republicans are almost certain to take back the House. If he wants to run for re-election, no one's going to primary him. And so the problem for progressives is they're basically impotent at this point. They any threat they make only hurts them more than it hurts Biden.
We know that Democrats have been their own worst enemy, but the Republicans have a history of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory so many times over the years. What is it that Republicans must do over the course of the next year plus?
Well, I think they've got to focus on the economy. They've got to focus on inflation. They've got to focus on reckless spending. I think they need to invigorate a new segment of voters with talking about education, talking about keeping the schools open, talking about the importance of being proud of America and, how critical race theory runs counter to that. And then more broadly speaking, I think what you're seeing is, Democrats are kind of moving away from, non-college educated voters and, really leaning into college educated, the issues that college-educated liberals care about, and I think what Republicans have to do is they've got to go to the non-college-educated folks and says, look, this is what we're going to do for you. And it may not just be like giveaways. It may be, you know, we're going to create an economy where you can have a job to support your family. We're going to keep crime from, you know, spiraling out of control in your community. And I think those appeal to people. And the problem for Democrats is, you know, college-educated college graduates are not a majority of people in the country. And so if Republicans can go to the, you know, the high school graduates and really appeal to them, I think you're going to see a big shift politically. And I think you're kind of seeing that right now, where instead of, you know, people being divided so much on, you know, race, where, you know, African-American and Hispanics are definitely voting for Democrats, I think you're going to start seeing people divided more on education level.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Victor, always good to visit with you. And by the way, just one quick question before I let you go, and only because I've been off for a week and I just don't know what's going on. What's happening at CCSD and Jesus Jara?
That's a great question. I mean, it's kind of, you know, he's got to make a decision by Wednesday, and I don't know what he's going to do. If I just had to guess, and this is just a complete guess, I guess he's trying to negotiate some sort of buyout to leave the district. That could be completely wrong. He could be, you know, wanting to stay. He may not even know himself. The board, it does want him to stay on. But, you know, with a 4-3 majority like that, I think it's going to be tough for him to stay on. And, you know, just personally tough, because basically, you know, you know that you're at the mercy of one board member switching positions and you know, but I don't know. He may stay. He may decide it's a great opportunity. He wants to stick it out. But we should know in the next couple of days.
We'll find out together. Victor, always good. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. And we'll be looking for your stuff in the RJ. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I would echo his sentiments that we don't know what's going to happen at CCSD. I mean, it's still very much in play. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. And, boy, it's so good to be back on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And 1 in 4 over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Of course, you know what the bargain that we make with you. You sleep in, you end up getting up and going to church, you play golf, you play tennis, you go to brunch. You do that and agree to be a part of our Monday show, and I'll take care of watching all the Sunday chat shows so that you'll know what's coming up. Dr. Peter Hotez was on Fox over the weekend, and he's from the Baylor Medical School. You see him normally on CNN, but he has questions about this new Omicron variant. Listen to this.
Here are the questions that I'm asking. Number one, does this produce more severe disease than the variants that we've been experiencing, predominantly Alpha and Delta here in the United States? I don't think so. It looks like it may be about the same. We're hearing some reports of mild disease, other reports out of South Africa saying they are seeing some severe disease. I think it's going to even out in the wash and look like more or less the same as what we've been seeing with Alpha and Delta. The two other big questions, or three others, are what's the ability of this virus to escape vaccine-induced immunity? There are a lot of mutations in the spike protein, including the receptor binding domain, which is the target of all the vaccines. On the other hand, we've seen other ones with some similarities. If you remember the B1351 out of South Africa last year, the beta variant or the lambda variant. And the answer is those variants were partially resistant to the vaccines, by no means completely. And with individuals who've gotten three doses of mRNA immunizations, I'm hopeful that there will be enough virus neutralizing antibodies that the vaccines will work well. But we'll know that more by the end of this week, this coming week, and after that. We're looking at it in our lab with our vaccines. The way you do it is you actually measure the antibody, and we can know that pretty quickly. So we're hoping that all we'll know the answer on our vaccine, same with Pfizer and Moderna. And I think there's a good probability to have some escape properties but not be completely resistant. And then the other thing to keep in mind is those two other variants that we've seen that have been partially resistant, the beta and lambda, they never really took off. So we don't really know that this is going to take off. Just because it's in multiple countries now, in Europe and Australia and the UK, doesn't mean a whole lot, because that's been true of every variant that we've had. So a lot we don't know, and hopefully, and we'll see how it accelerates.
Okay, well, you know, tomorrow, as you well know, this travel ban is going to start from several countries in Southern Africa. Does this help? And also, here at home, should those traveling for Christmas change their plans?
Yeah, I've been asked that a lot. You know, I've not been a big fan of travel bans, because this virus tends to spread so quickly and seed different countries. If you remember when we were worried about the travel bans from China, the virus had entered in from Southern Europe and caused a terrible epidemic in New York City last year. So I haven't been a big fan of travel bans. I understand for now, until we know what we're dealing with, put it in place for a few days. But let's see. We'll learn a lot more again in the coming week. In terms of travel, again, if you can hold off making that decision even a few days or by next week, I think you'll be able to make a much more informed decision. And that's what I've been advising colleagues, because I've been getting a lot of those questions, especially for travel over the Christmas holidays.
Well, I hate to say it, Dr. Hotez, but I've already made my plans, and I'm traveling over the Christmas holidays unless the government shuts down the airlines. I don't think they will do that, but I fully intend to get my booster. Yeah, I'll probably get it this week, and I might even get it today. Don't know. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit PROWEinsurance.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's see if we can squeeze Brady in. Brady, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kev?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, just really quick, please.